Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 US Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Hi, folks. This is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hey, y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
We have with us Scott Stabile. Scott Stabile, welcome to The Mark White Show.
Thank you so much, Mark. Essentially, the work that I'm doing in the world through writing and speaking and giving workshops, at its essence, it's just the more rooted we stay in love in the way we treat ourselves and in the way we treat others, the better chance we have to create like real, powerful, important change in our lives and in the world. So that's the essence of the work I do, and how that looks is it's like reminding people that they are worthy as they are, that they are enough, continuously encouraging people to get into a better relationship with themselves, because I think for most of us, self-love can be a tricky thing and it can be a difficult thing, and there are a lot of us out there, I think all of us to some extent, beating ourselves up and getting lost in these, you know, mind cycles of self-abuse, and listening to those, to that critic and to that voice in our mind that wants us to believe that we are somehow less than and stupid and ugly and whatever else it is that we're telling ourselves. And I like to remind people that, you know, we don't have to believe our thoughts, especially when our mind is lying to us, and instead we can go to a deeper place it's compassion and empathy and forgiveness and kindness. And that's how we know when we're, you know, operating from that place. And I think that we all know what it's like to be on the receiving end of love and to be on the giving end of love, just the energy of love. And we know that to be the sweetest thing there is in life. I love that you came to that realization inside of yourself, and you're now doing something that gives you meaning and that you feel good about and is a way for you to contribute to the world and, you know, put love and compassion and kindness and connection and community out there in the world. Beautiful. The beautiful thing for me about love, when we're operating in that energy, when we're, you know, committed to showing up and offering that to other people, love always transcends itself. So if I'm offering love to someone else, I'm automatically offering it to myself as well. And if I'm offering it to myself, it's automatically serving the world. Unless you find your way to love. My brother died from a heroin overdose many years ago. For much of my life, because my brother was 18 years my senior, and he started his addiction, as far as anyone knows, when he was around 18. So my whole life before he died, for 23 years of knowing him, it was all through the lens of addiction. It really wasn't until after he died that I really came to reflect on my brother, you know, through a different light, and really came to recognize that no matter what choices we're making in the world, you know, an addiction affects so many of us. And if you account for just cell phone addiction alone, not even talking about drugs and alcohol, we all have tasted addiction, I believe, to some extent. And I think that there's a real stigma around addiction, instead of really taking the time to understand that if a person is addicted to anything, it doesn't make them less worthy as a human being. It doesn't make them less worthy of love and compassion and kindness. It's such a fine line between the things that pull people to that side of addiction where it becomes out of control. And I've come to really believe that the people who become addicted to things in a way that really destroys a lot of their lives, it's the most sensitive people among us, the people who are not able, in for whatever reasons, to deal with this life without numbing themselves. For me, I encourage people to have compassion for all people, no matter what, and certainly not to stigmatize those with addiction as less than, or to dehumanize them in any way. It's so easy to throw stones, but if we take the time to empathize with people and to put ourselves in their shoes as much as we're able, or to imagine what their experience might be like before we condemn them, you know, there's a much better chance that we can show up with more compassion in our heart. And you're a beautiful example of that. It's like, ultimately, we only have control over how we're showing up. We can't take ownership of how anyone else is choosing to show up in this world. We can just do our best to show up and be an example of how to lead and interact and engage with kind, open, loving hearts. Hopefully that will inspire others to do the same, or remind others that there is another way. You know, there is the way of love in this world. One of the most important things that I could say is just to remind everyone who's listening that you are worthy exactly as you are, and that your worth is inherent. We tend to believe that our worth is dependent on how much money we're making, or what job we have, or how great our children are, or how many degrees, or whatever it is. That none of that has anything to do with worth. If those things bring joy and meaning to your life, beautiful, but your worth is inherent. You are born worthy and you will die worthy. And what I've discovered is that when we really breathe into that truth, when we really recognize our worth, our inherent worth, we start to move through the world differently. We feel less inclined to put other people down. We feel more settled in who we are. We just move through the world in an entirely different way and invite wholly different relationships and possibilities into our lives when we do so.
Go ahead and share, Scott, how people can connect with you.
Yeah, sure. You can. I mean, my last name is Stable, so you can find me on Facebook and Instagram, and you can go to my website too, which is scottstabile.com. Yeah, and find me. Say hello.
Scott, I really appreciate the opportunity to get to talk to you today and to have you share about this mission that you're on in your life.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate what you're doing, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
Yeah. Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call. Located in the Foodland Shopping Center at 16041 Highway 72 in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama. Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh baked.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
Hi, this is Holly McDonald with Keller Williams in Madison. I would like to thank the Mark White Show for making a difference. Like Mark, I have a passion for helping people. I've been serving North Alabama for the past 15 years with their real estate dreams, and I love what I do. Whether if it's finding your first home, selling your current home, or finding your forever home, it is my honor to be a part of your real estate journey. Let my years of experience work for you. Call or text me, Holly McDonald, at 256-990-1004.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Shalom Aleichem. This is Motel Dittner, Associate Artistic Director of the National Yiddish Theater Volksbühne and Director of our upcoming production of The Sorceress. The Sorceress is an 1878 operetta written by Avram Goldfaden, and it opened the doors to America for the Yiddish theater. But first, let me tell you a little backstory. The Yiddish theater in 1878 was still pretty brand new. Up until the mid-19th century, Yiddish theater really only consisted of seasonal Purim spiels. There had been no Jewish theater tradition prior to that because theater had been associated with Greek and Roman religious practices. But at Purim time, the rules relax a little bit. The first Purim spiels that we have rise around the time of the Renaissance. And it is a once-a-year theatrical tradition. It stays that way for about the next 300 years. And in the mid-19th century, with the Jewish Enlightenment called the Haskalah, we start to see some literary plays being written that were really intended to be read in sort of parlor situations, are not really meant to be performed. What's very popular in the more mainstream world in Europe at this time is the Viennese operetta. At this time, we also have a Jewish troubadour tradition called the Brody Singers, these, you know, sort of narrative songs, and among them was a young man named Avram Goldfaden, who was a voracious attendee of the mainstream theater as well, and said, okay, let's take this idea and make it kosher. He established himself in the city of Iași, Romania, called the Green Tree, Pomel Verde, and he started in 1869 writing plays and operettas and musicals. From 1869 to 1878, which is only an 8-year period, he wrote some 40 works. And in 1878, he creates Die Kishefmacherin, the sorceress. It goes by a lot of names. All of the names more or less mean the same thing. One of the titles is Koldunya, which is Russian for the witch. It's also called the Baba Yajna, which is a play on the Slavic Baba Yaga, who's a mythological creature, sort of a witch who lives in the woods. It's known as Die Zauberin, more Yiddishy as Die Zauberin, but it all means the same thing. It all means the witch or the sorceress, and it becomes a very, very popular work. It's very fairy tale-like, so the plot is very familiar to people in Europe. It's sort of a cross between Cinderella and Snow White. You get more bang for your buck because there's both a scheming wicked stepmother and a wicked witch as well. They're colluding together. The play is very popular, and it spreads throughout Europe very quickly. Actors who worked with Goldfaden are splitting off and starting their own companies. There really is no such thing as copyright protection at this time, so they're just mounting these works, maybe with slight variations, all over the place. It becomes very well known. Only 4 years later, a 14-year-old immigrant named Boris Tomaszewski, who would, of course, go on to become a great impresario of the Yiddish theater, was a young immigrant from the Ukraine working in a factory in the Lower East Side. He had a little bit of musical training singing in a synagogue choir. His co-workers would sing the songs that they remembered from this show, The Sorceress or Die Kishefmacherin, and he just fell in love and decided that he was going to make Yiddish theater happen here in America. He heard about a company in London that was performing this very show, and he convinced a hall owner from the Bowery to financially stake the production. They rented a theater on East 4th Street, which is located where La Mama is today. It was called Turn Hall back then. They decided they were going to produce Die Kishefmacherin here in New York. Unfortunately, the German Jewish community, which was already pretty well established in New York at that time, did not want Yiddish culture to take root. They felt that the best path for Jewish immigrants in terms of security is to assimilate as quickly as possible. They set up a lot of institutions to teach the new immigrants to speak English and to learn American cultural ways. And they especially were embarrassed of their Eastern European cousins, who they felt were not as cultured and educated as they had been in Germany. The story goes that when they heard this production was going to take place, they paid off the soubrette, the leading lady, to feign a sore throat so she wouldn't go on. When the show was about to start, Tomaszewski hears that she is calling out sick, and he suspects that something is up. So he tells the orchestra, just play the overture. I'm going to go up to her apartment. I'm going to get her to come down and perform. This is where there's a couple different versions of this legend. One version has it that Boris Tomaszewski, 14 years old, goes up to her apartment, and no matter how much money he offers her, he tries to match what the yek is, the German Jews are paying her, no dice. So Tomaszewski puts on the dress, and he goes on as the soubrette. Another version of the legend says that he goes up to her apartment, he offers her to match the money that the Germans are paying her. She agrees on the condition that her husband gets the concession in the lobby. She then goes downstairs, she's going to go perform, but by this time, the audience has heard the overture playing over and over and over again. They got bored, and they went home. There was no show that night, but they tried again a couple weeks later, and it was a big success. Either way, it may not have been the most auspicious start, but Yiddish theater certainly did take root in New York, and indeed throughout America, as the immigration continued from Eastern Europe. Several million people came between the 1880s and 1920, when the doors were effectively shut. But by that time, Yiddish theater had reached its peak. There were 14 permanent Yiddish theaters along the Yiddish Rialto of 2nd Avenue, the Yiddish Broadway, between Houston and 14th Street. There were Yiddish theaters that opened in the Bronx and in Brooklyn. The Yiddish radio went on the airwaves, not only in New York, but in several other cities around the country. There were touring Yiddish companies. The Yiddish film industry established itself in the 30s and 40s, although we know about the very long decline beginning around the time of World War II due to the huge loss in the number of Yiddish speakers in the Holocaust, but also due to assimilation in America and the preference for Hebrew in Israel. The Yiddish theater did continue. We managed to hold on to our somewhat newly born theatrical tradition, and we are still here thriving today, some would say stronger than we have been since the Golden Age back in the 20s and the 30s. We're going to keep on going, and we're going to hold on to our treasures like the Kishuv Maharin, the sorceress, and we hope to see you there in December.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the brand new Island Life exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advanced Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
Right now, I'm in the Benjamin Russell area of Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm sitting here with Tammy Nickens. She is the grandmother of Bella Nickens, who has had a battle and a journey for 9 years now. Tammy reached out to the Mark White Show, and I want to try to help her, and I want you to hear Bella's story and to make Bella your purpose today. Tammy, welcome to the Mark White Show.
Thank you, Mark.
Tell us about Bella and the experience that your family has had on her journey.
Bella was born a 27-weeker, 2-pound, 2 ounces, here in Birmingham. She ended up getting a feeding tube at 11 months old due to neurological problems. She stopped feeding from her bottle. At 2 years of age, Bella actually stopped breathing on me. Actually, on her second birthday, she got her trach to secure her airway, of course. Bella has had many, many seizures over the years. Her neurological status is horrible at this point. It's causing tremendous respiratory distress issues. With the CP, her curvature, her spine is horrible. It's actually, they call it rotated, whereas to her lungs, or her body is actually closing in on her lungs. Over the years, it's been struggle after struggle, but God always gets her through. Actually, Bella's been on hospice twice and beat the odds both times.
As a grandmother, you've taken a lot of responsibility for Bella?
Definitely, yes.
As a grandmother, you take on that role to be the caretaker of Bella. What type of support have you had
through this process outside of Children's Hospital financially?
Well, actually, little to none. That's why I'm reaching out to the Mark White Show.
And Sandy Cooper connected you yes. with the Mark White Show.
Yes, she introduced me to the Mark White Show.
We're looking for support for these families, and until you've been in their shoes, it's hard to understand the struggle. But at the same time, if you were to imagine that you had to be in a hospital and you couldn't go to work, you had to be here with a child to help take care of them, the emotional strain, the financial strain, and you put yourself in that person's shoes, then maybe that would cause you to decide that you want to make a difference in the lives of some of these families. Would you agree with that, Tammy?
I could not agree more. It's quite the struggle, and the struggles are real in this life. You know, it's every day is a new challenge, and you just get up and hope for the best. Prepare yourself for the worst, but hope for the best.
What would you like for listeners to help you with? What would you like for listeners to do for you and Bella and your family right now?
Right now, we are in a financial crisis. And of course, definitely we need prayers, prayers, prayers.
To help this family, I'm going to share Bella's story on the Mark White Show page, and I want you to follow Bella's story. Right now, I'm looking at the page, and there is a GoFundMe available on the page. There's 215 people who have liked it. I'd like to see more people like it. And the picture that you'll see on this particular Bella story, you'll see Bella with a pink jacket and a little stuffed gray puppy dog. Tammy, we're here for you, and I'm glad that the Mark White Show was shared with you and that we can have an opportunity to help. I would like to thank Logan's on Highway 280 for giving me food vouchers to give to your family, and I appreciate Logan's on 280 doing that. I appreciate them understanding that there's families here who need help and being willing to help Bella's story, Bella's family.
Yes, we're very grateful. That was a surprise to me, of the Logan's gift cards. I'm just very grateful for the Mark White Show, and it's very nice to meet Mr. Mark and his beautiful little daughter here.
Folks, we are here at Benjamin Russell at Children's Hospital. I've been talking to Tammy Nickens. Her granddaughter, Bella Nickens, is here at Children's Hospital. This has been a 9-year journey. I want you to go to Bella's story. I want you to check it out. I want you to find the GoFundMe, and if you're able, I want you to support it. If you're not financially able to do that, I want you to share it. This is something that you can do. I know a lot of people say, well, I don't have money to do this and do that. That's fine. In the world we live in, there's a lot of opportunities where you don't have to have a dime and you can still help a family immensely. You just don't know what that share can do to help them. We appreciate Tammy. We appreciate the care she's taking of Bella. We appreciate Sandy Cooper for sharing the Mark White Show with Tammy so that she knows what we're here for. And if you need help through the Mark White Show, I want you to send me a message. You can go send me an email to themarkwhiteshow@gmail.com. And I'll respond to those emails, and then you can also send messages through Facebook as well. Now, Tammy, a lady messaged me this morning. She had been at Children's years ago with her own child, and similar situation. She told me that there really wasn't anybody there to help her when she was at Children's, and she understands the struggle. And she said, when are you leaving? I said, 10 minutes. And she gave me $50 to give to you.
Oh, wow.
That is from a lady in Athens, Alabama, who has had a similar experience, and she just felt that she wanted to help you.
Well, I'm very grateful for this lady. I don't know her name, but I really would like to tell her thank you. Thank you, ma'am.
Tammy, thank you so much for sharing, and I hope that this does help. And I don't do exclusives, so if the local stations in Birmingham pick it up, I want them to run with it. I want them to share your story and for everybody across the state of Alabama and the surrounding area to know about Bella's story and to help you however they can.
That would be great.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy.
Thank you.
Hi,
Hi, this is Holly McDonald with Keller Williams in Madison. I would like to thank the Mark White Show for making a difference. Like Mark, I have a passion for helping people. I've been serving North Alabama for the past 15 years with their real estate dreams, and I love what I do. Whether if it's finding your first home, selling your current home, or finding your forever home, it is my honor to be a part of your real estate journey. Let my years of experience work for you. Call or text me, Holly McDonald, at 256-990-1004.
Located at 1207 East Forest Street behind CVS on Highway 31 in Athens, Suzanne's Bakery is open Tuesday 10 to 6, Wednesday 10 to 5:30, and Thursday and Friday morning from 6:30 until 6 in the evening. You can also place to-go orders for a meal or fresh-baked dessert to enjoy with your family, or even have an event catered. Check out Suzanne's menu at suzannesbakery.com or give them a call at 256-232-8210.
Fresh-baked.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
I love those dear hearts and gentle people who live in my hometown. Because those dear hearts and gentle people will never, ever let you down.
Welcome to the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am at West Elementary School in Russellville, Alabama, talking to two very special boys, Bronner and Brody. You boys not only wanted to find a doll for your cousin Sloan, but you wanted to find dolls for other children as well.
Yep, that's why we started our fundraiser.
Theirs is such a good story because it shows you what little kids can do.
I don't mind speaking about this in any way I can help get the word out, and it's one person at a time, and that's what I do.
I've been following Van Boo's walk since February 22nd. The day before, he actually took his first step from California. I met him a couple of weeks ago in Fayetteville, Tennessee, his hometown, and I gave him a wristband which says, kindness matters and be a friend. And he's been wearing that since he was in Fayetteville, Tennessee. Amy, who started A Doll Like Me, saw Van with the wristband, and she remembered back in late spring that a mom had messaged her because she wanted a doll made for her daughter. The reason she wanted a doll made for her daughter was because her husband lost his leg in Afghanistan. And this little girl was having a tough time dealing with the fact that her dad no longer had a leg and didn't look like her. And so the mom, trying to figure out what she could do, decided that she was going to get a doll made that looked like her dad. Amy messaged me and said, I think it would be great if Van could see this doll and hold this doll. And I said, you ship it from Wisconsin to Athens, Alabama, and I'll get it to Chattanooga. So I picked my daughter Cora up at school this afternoon, and we drove here to Chattanooga to get this doll in Van's hands. And this doll ultimately will end up in Maryland with this little girl whose father doesn't have a leg because he served our country. And the very least I can do is drive a doll from Athens, Alabama to Chattanooga. And the very least Van can do is hold this doll here in Chattanooga. And I appreciate each and every one of you for recognizing right now Bronner and Brody for starting this by caring about their cousin Sloan enough that they wanted to find a doll like her. Can you give a round of applause for Bronner and Brody Heller? And I also want you to give a round of applause to this soldier who dedicated his life in service and sacrificed his leg in Afghanistan for us. Give him a round of applause for his service. And last but not least, this guy, Van Booth. He planned a journey because he went through
some experiences that he knows that other people in our military are experiencing as well. And he wanted to show that somebody cared and that they mattered. And he took the first step in California, and he's in Chattanooga today, not because he drove in a car or flew in a plane or got on a Greyhound bus, but he took his 2 feet and walked from California to Chattanooga, where we are today, and he's not done. He'll be ending up in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and he's walked clear across the country. And why? Because he cares about our veterans, his fellow veterans, and he wants to see them be able to overcome the PTSD challenges, the suicide rate for the people who are serving our military. And Van is a living symbol that people do care. Let's give a round of applause to all of our veterans who are serving and sacrificing and who served and sacrificed in the past.
And so when you see that doll, that represents what you started with Sloan and now goes to another child who needs a doll. How does it make you feel, Bronner?
It makes me feel great.
Brody, how does it make you feel?
It makes me feel great.
We have 2 guys, 9 years old and 5 years old, who have raised over $3,000. Think about the fact that sometimes we say, well, I can't do this or I can't do that. But you've got 2 children here, 2 young people, who have decided to take a step to help their cousin. And at 9 years old and 5 years old, they're making a huge difference in their community and beyond.
Social media is amazing. A friend of a friend knew that I could do dolls and asked if I could do one with an amputated leg for her daughter.
I had a friend tell me, act bold and unforeseen forces will come to your aid. And I've never forgotten that quote. What these boys did to create this doll, that's pretty bold. Now, it's amazing what's going to happen. You know, they're going to help some people out. So these unforeseen forces are coming to their aid with the help that they're providing. It's amazing.
How could somebody get a bracelet or send money to help with this special effort that Bronner and Brody have started?
Email me at CarlyHellums@yahoo.com, and that's Carly with no E, just C-A-R-L-Y.
Help these young men who have raised over $3,000 at this point and are doing something incredible.
Just, I'm so excited.
And we can connect to people in so many ways, Carly, and that's clearly an example of it in how we connect with people we don't even know.
It's been so incredible as a parent to watch their little hearts and their minds expand. I think really when it all hit home for Bronner, the oldest, was when I got some messages from a girl and her 2 little girls in Australia. They sent video messages telling them, you know, thank you for what you're doing, bringing awareness to limb differences and raising money for these dolls for children who couldn't afford them otherwise. Well, when he heard the accent, he was like, where did she say they were from? I said, Sydney, Australia. And he's probably going to be embarrassed about me talking about this right now, but he got very, very emotional. And he could not believe, he said, I'm just a little kid. I can't believe that our message spread all the way to another country, Mom. I'm just a little kid. The mom who reached out to me in Australia, her daughter has a limb difference and she owns one of Amy's dolls.
And what's the goal now?
$5,000.
What if people keep sending money? Will you keep taking it?
Yes.
Excellent. If we set a goal of $5,000 and we put it out there through the Mark White Show and Mark White Show listeners, maybe I might take a pie to the face. What do you think?
Yes.
If you want to be a part of this, if you want to help this special effort, you can do that. This is very encouraging to me to get to sit with these boys here at West Elementary School in Russellville, Alabama. And Bronner, I appreciate you being on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
And Brody, thank you for being on the Mark White Show.
Thank you.
And we appreciate Mom Carly being on the show as well.
Thank you so much for having them. They've been super excited about this. This has been a really cool experience for them.
Bronner and Brody's amazing fundraiser.
Hi,
Hi, this is Holly McDonald with Keller Williams in Madison. I would like to thank the Mark White Show for making a difference. Like Mark, I have a passion for helping people. I've been serving North Alabama for the past 15 years with their real estate dreams, and I love what I do. Whether if it's finding your first home, selling your current home, or finding your forever home, it is my honor to be a part of your real estate journey. Let my years of experience work for you. Call or text me, Holly McDonald, at 256-990-1004.
Hi, I'm Lance Taylor, the Director of Operations at CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications. You and your church need trustworthy resources, so we publish and provide Bible-based materials to help you grow closer to God. Our user-friendly website, truthbooks.com, and our bookstore at 220 South Marion Street in Athens, Alabama, make it easy for you to find all that you need when it comes to Bibles, study resources, and church supplies. Shop with us soon at truthbooks.com or call us at 855-492-6657. CEI Bookstore and Truth Publications, taking his hand, helping each other home.
Commercial Drilling provides safe, quality drilling services at a rate of productivity second to none. Our goal is to provide products and services at a reasonable cost that exceed our client expectations. Commercial Drilling, where customer service and a handshake still mean something.
We appreciate Commercial Drilling. Check them out on the web at commercialdrilling.com or give them a call at 256-679-8181.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Red and yellow and pink and green, purple and orange and blue. I can sing a rainbow, sing a rainbow.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Lanfear from Bell City, Alabama. Haley would be 6 years old. We always wonder every year the same thing about what she would be doing right now. Today's going to be especially difficult because it was her birthday. It's the day we're supposed to celebrate her getting older. Sometimes it just doesn't feel right, but other times we know that she's in a safe place. We know that we're going to see her again. In honor of Haley, which we do every year, we usually go to Walmart or Publix and we pay for a child's birthday cake. We just leave them a little note that says, "You are loved, hashtag Haley Strong, and have a blessed day." It's something that we do that just helps us pay it forward to somebody else. Helps them know that no matter the struggle, no matter what they're going through, somebody always has their back. No matter what you're going through in life, no matter what your struggle may be in life, always Haley Strong. Haley was very special and unique. Haley was born at 32 weeks. She weighed 2 pounds, 10 ounces. She was a fireball. She was a firecracker. She never understood the word no. Doctors told us she never walked. She never talked. But she always proved them wrong. By 13 months, she was saying her words. And by 15 months, she was walking and showing out. And she would always, I remember every time we went to Walmart, everybody would call her the Walmart door greeter because she would always go up to Walmart, sit right there by the door, and whenever somebody walked by, she said, "Hey," and she said hello to them. And that was just the cutest thing ever if you got to see it. One thing that we would really like your audience to know is thank you so much for those that are listening that have liked our two Facebook pages in memory of Haley Lanfear and Haley Strong Foundation. We've gotten so many messages from just different people from as far west as California and as far out of the United States as Australia. People just telling us they're praying for us and they love looking at her pictures and to keep sharing her photos, keep sharing her story. And again, if you haven't liked our page, it's in memory of Haley Lanfear on Facebook, or you can also like the Haley Strong Foundation page.
Welcome to the Make a Difference Minute replay from The Mark White Show. Here we play Make a Difference Minute segments from the past week as we try to make a difference in the lives of others. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have 8-year-old Jalen Owens of Rogersville, Alabama. She shared Kids Helping Kids and a special fundraiser that's coming up on December the 7th, selling chicken stew and apples. Well, I'm going to have Jalen tell you about it right now.
This year, I wanted to give a box to the homeless, and it's going to have a note, a stocking with some stuff in it for them, and it's going to have a blanket and a pillow. That's what we're going to give them. And then it's going to have a stuffed animal with the blanket and the pillow. And then it's going to have a Christmas fundraiser to help get the money and get more stuff for the foster kids. Go to Kids Helping Kids and send a message if you want to get chicken stew or apples. Then you can pick it up at Watersville, Alabama, December 7th at Watersville Fire Department. Thank you for your support.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. Right now, I'm in the Benjamin Russell area of Children's Hospital in Birmingham, Alabama. I want you to hear Bella's story to make Bella your purpose today.
Thank you, Mark. Tammy Nickens, Isabella Nickens' grandmother. We've been here at Children's of Alabama since March. Isabella was born 27-weeker with CP. She is blind, trach, tube-fed, non-mobile, non-verbal, lots of seizures, absolutely beautiful. Bella turned 9 in April. She's just struggled, respiratory distress, lots of times. The experience here at Children's has been quite a roller coaster. We're very blessed to have the teams here at Children's of Alabama. Bella totally depends on them. We're just very blessed to call this our second home. We appreciate your support in Bella's journey, and we would like to ask for prayers for Bella, as that's the best medicine we all know. You can follow Bella on Facebook, Bella's Story. If you would like to donate to our GoFundMe, you can go to Bella's Story. We would greatly appreciate any donations. No amount is too small, and we thank you for your support.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show.
Hey everyone, this is Alyssa Littrell. I'm the mother of Madeline Littrell, who was diagnosed with acute lymphoblastic leukemia, or better known as ALL, on April 29th of this year. We spent the first 9 weeks after diagnosis in Memphis receiving treatment at St. Jude. Since then, we have been able to come home and travel to the Huntsville affiliate once a week to receive treatment. Our journey is expected to last 2.5 years. I have quit my job to take better care of her. We have created a Facebook page called Miracles for Madeline. We post all of her most recent updates on this page. This is also where we ask for specific prayer requests. The biggest thing we ask for is prayers. We will have a fundraiser on December 7th at the St. Joe Senior Center. This will be a silent auction and chicken stew. We are still trying to gather items for the silent auction if you would like to donate. We will have more details on this posted on her page. I would just like to thank everyone who's already reached out and offered us help or prayers. We wouldn't be able to get through it if it weren't for y'all. So again, thank you.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from The Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, we have Greg Spann from Winfield, Alabama, talking about his son, Wyatt.
Yes, it's Greg Spann. I'm Wyatt Spann's daddy. Wyatt is 3.5 years old, turns 4 November the 20th. We were diagnosed December the 2nd with medulloblastoma. He had a brain tumor on his brainstem. It also covered his spine. Since then, we've been through 7 rounds of chemo. We went through stem cell transplant, went through actual 2 other rounds of chemo when the cancer came back, and we have just now finished up our 28 days of radiation treatment, which is a great accomplishment. Now we just need everybody's prayers that the cancer is gone and that we can get a clear MRI on December the 16th. This is the hardest thing you ever go through. There's no way you can ever prepare yourself for this, not mentally, financially. It's just impossible. If it wasn't for the grace of God, we wouldn't be here today. If anything, I just ask for everybody to keep praying for Wyatt. We're still not out of the woods, but we've come a lot further than what they ever expected us to. Check Wyatt out. We have a prayer page. It's Praying for Wyatt's Band. There is a GoFundMe page that's attached to the Praying for Wyatt's Band page. I just can't say thank you enough to everybody that's reached out to us. We've met some wonderful people along this journey. I appreciate everybody for hanging in there with us. God bless each and every one of you. And again, please keep praying and supporting Wyatt. Thank you.
As Greg said, Wyatt's birthday is November 20th. And right now, we're in the middle of a birthday card drive for Wyatt to give him a fantastic birthday. You can send cards in care of Greg Spann, S-P-A-N-N, 2579 County Road 88, Winfield, Alabama, 35594. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. Recently, I was able to visit with Coach Sam Graham, former UNA player and football coach, in his home in Henniger, Alabama. Coach Graham has been battling MS for the past few years, and many people came together to support him in an effort to remodel his home. I wanted to share some of his message with you today.
Sometimes you look around this world and you think, nobody cares, but there's people that cares. And you know you have done things to try to help people. There's people that care. It just takes somebody to be the spark to make everything go. Because some people are never willing maybe to be the spark like yourself, but when the spark happens, buddy, it catches on like a forest fire, which is awesome.
Coach Graham should be an inspiration to us all. As you listen to his message, he talks about being a spark, finding that spark, and I hope that you'll find that spark within you to make a difference in someone's life. You can do it. I want you to think about how you can make a difference in the life of someone today. Whether it's somebody that you find on my show or somebody that you know, find a way that you can make a difference. If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Welcome to another edition of the Make a Difference Minute from the Mark White Show. On this Make a Difference Minute, I have Ken Harrison, Chairman of Promise Keepers.
Hey, this is Ken Harrison. Do you know that you can make a big difference in the world? If you read Luke 17, 5 through 10, the apostles asked Jesus how they can have more faith. And Jesus' answer is to serve. He summarizes what he says to his apostles by saying, "And you, when you've done everything you were told to do, should say, we're worthless slaves, we've only done our duty." Well, that's not the kind of thing we hear about from the world, but that's what Jesus teaches us, that power and joy in Jesus Christ, that kind of faith comes from service. That's what we want to teach at Promise Keepers. We'd love to see you out at our event in Dallas Cowboy Stadium next July 31st and August 1st, 2020. You can go to promisekeepers.org to get your tickets. We're all going to get together and tell the world that the problems America faces are not political, but spiritual. So come join us together with 80,000 other men. Thank you.
If you have a suggestion for a Make a Difference Minute, send it to mark.white@wlxonline.com. Be sure to follow the Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. This is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
Hey everybody, this is Chris Lanfear from Bell City, Alabama. Just wanted to let you know that no matter what you're going through in life, no matter what struggle you may be going through in life, no matter what challenges you may be facing or getting ready to face, or sitting here right now while you're listening to my voice, wondering how something's going to get paid, or wondering how bad your loved one's disease is, just know that you have a wonderful and powerful God that is right there next to you. And just know also that you have an angel watching over you always. Her name is Haley. She is always watching over her friends and family. And we call the Mark White Show our friends and family. And all you listeners out there are our friends and family. We love you guys. We hope you guys have a wonderful and blessed rest of the day. If you'd like any information about how you can follow Haley's story, just log on to Facebook and type in memory of Haley Lanfear. Or maybe if you'd like to make a donation to help families in the NICU at the UAB Women and Infant Center, just go to Haley Strong Foundation or just look us up on Facebook, Chris and Kathy Lanfear. Again, have a wonderful day. As always, Haley Strong.
Mickey and Friends, Toy Story Crew, Monsters, Inc., Sesame Street, Princesses and Superheroes. Would you like to have them at your party? Give Lancaster's Storybook Acres a call. 256-577-7965. They do birthday parties, special events, business promotions, you name it. Gravel Rates Woodapaw. That's Lancaster's Storybook Acres.
Family owned and operated for over 35 years, Catfish Cabin 2 is a family-friendly environment with a menu that caters to everyone. They have their famous catfish specialties as well as shrimp, steaks, chicken, salads, and their newest favorite, crab claws. Consistently great food and outstanding service, I encourage you to give them a try. Go to Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama, located at 906 US Highway 72 East. Find them on the web at athenscatfishcabin.com or give them a call at 256-233-0803. Booking for parties and meetings as well. That's Catfish Cabin 2 in Athens, Alabama.
Share the hush puppies.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Whether you are looking for some much-needed relaxation, help with problematic skin, removing unwanted hair, or just to learn how to properly care for your skin, Skincare by Donna is here to help, offering services such as chemical peels, microdermabrasion, and dermaplaning. Skincare by Donna is the place you need to be. Give her a call at 256-497-9716. Located at 905B South Clinton Street in Athens, Alabama. Follow Skincare by Donna on Facebook.
Go see my friends Patricia and Stephanie at Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama, located between Morgan City and Arab at 10047 Highway 231. Give them a call at 256-200-1923. Open Monday through Saturday, 8 a.m. until. That's Styles by Stephanie in Arab, Alabama. Walk-ins are welcome. Give them a call at 256-200-1923.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.